Welcome back, everyone, to the Mushin Mindset Podcast. And I know it's been a good while since the last episode, and I just had a lot going on, a lot of different projects, and not enough energy to devote to everything. So now I'm going to be diving back into the podcast and actually doing it more consistently now. Now that I've gotten some of the other things in my life kind of cleared up. So for this episode of the podcast, I just kind of want to cover some things about how society kind of dictates that we live a certain way, that we go to school, that we sit there, that we listen to what they teach us, that you go to college, that you get out and you kind of settle into a job that you may or may not like. You work that job basically until you retire, and then at that point, hopefully you saved enough money to go out there and travel and do the things that you want to do. And this is kind of the way that you see that most people live their life. They kind of just really coast through it. And I mean, if that's what you want to do, if that's the way that you want to do things, then that's fine. I don't think there's anything really against that. But the thing is there's a lot of people that don't want to live like that. They think because that's the way that kind of society pushes you to be, that you have to be like that. And that's not true at all. And it puts a lot of unneeded stress on people. Especially since society kind of says that you need to have your life basically figured out before you even go into college. Like, you need to know what job you want. You need to know what you need to pursue. Things like that. But I don't think that's true at all. I kind of subscribe to something that you see a lot of people talk about. I just saw a video a couple days ago, Gary Vee talking about it. But it's that when you're young, it's the time to go ahead and do high-risk things. Not, like, illegal, not bad high-risk things, but that's the time that you make mistakes, that you have your failures, that you go travel the world, that you go live in another country for a year. That's the time to do these kind of high-risk things, like actually chasing your passions and exploring things and doing things that are unconventional, like pursuing music or whatever. Because this is the time to do those kind of things. Like, don't wait till later to do it. Those are the things that you should do now, because those are the things that kind of help you to find yourself. And so a lot of times you're kind of expected, parents will expect, the family members will expect that you have everything figured out. But how can you possibly have everything figured out if you haven't experienced anything? And even people into their 40s and older still haven't experienced even close to a fraction of the things that there are to experience in the world. There's people that are like 80 years old that have never traveled outside their state, and that's not an uncommon thing. So how can you really ever know what it is that you enjoy if you really have no experiences to go off of? And so that's why when you're younger, that's the time to go out there and experience and do things. And life is really not about any kind of destination. It's not about some kind of endpoint that you'll get to that you'll be happier. It's not about, you know, working this job, getting married, and, you know, like checking off the box. Like, I did this, I did this, I did this, now I can be happy. And life is all about the journey, and it's not about the destination at all. It's all about what you do between point A and point B is what matters. It's all that experience that you gain. And I think that's something that gets forgot a lot, and a lot of people unfortunately look down on, especially family members and parents and stuff like that you see, that they kind of look down on that experience. And they see that if you do a job and maybe you're not successful at it, or maybe you don't like it, or maybe it just doesn't fit who you are, and then they see you quit that job and leave to go pursue something else that you think you might like, a lot of people will see that as a failure, but that's not true at all. You tried something and you would have never known what it would have been like to do that job unless you've done it. So now that you've done it, you know that you don't enjoy it, and you know you need to move on and find something you do enjoy. And unfortunately, people will see this as a failure, but that it's actually a huge success and a learning experience. And so life is kind of like a video game where everything that you do kind of gives you experience points. And all these experience points, all these experiences that you have eventually add up, and you start leveling up as a person. So I think it's important to go out there and try things and do things, and especially just to be yourself and explore and to grow as a person, because that's really where happiness is going to come from. It's going to be having experiences and growing as a person. So I hope hope that everyone out there found this insightful. It's just something that's kind of been on my mind. Hopefully it all made sense. But yeah, I'm going to be back doing this podcast more consistently now. So I'm glad to be back, and take care, everyone. Have a great day.